Well, Sean, looking forward now to your first junior final. It's a milestone in itself.
Absolutely, you know, and we all know that the task that's ahead of us, like Buncrana, seem to have a fantastic panel of players there, and while many would say Ashur they were relegated from Division 2 this year, you know, they still had a good team. I went and watched them a few times earlier in the season, and they still had, you know, they're still a good team, and they have a lot of reinforcements back now. When you take Keelan McGonigal back from the county scene, Darrow O'Connor back from America, Ryan Bradley back in the squad as well. You know, they have a massive panel, and I think sort of they're everybody's favourites for the junior title, and you know, they're a team that are well equipped to go a long ways this year, like, you know. Now, so we're going to have a very difficult task, you know, but we'll prepare this week, and hopefully, you know, I don't think any of the lads reported any knocks or injuries that worthwhile there after the game today, you know. So I'm just looking forward to having a bash at it next week, and, you know, we'll see who comes out on top, you know.
Yeah, because, you know, it's a two-horse race at the end of the day, you know.
Well, that's it, like, you know, and, you know, you can see, like, the conditions, you know, on Saturday there is you know, they you know, it's, you know, the conditions can say a lot. So, like, hopefully we can get a that the weather will be a bit better for us next week, and it'll maybe to help to improve the quality of the football as well. And because that's what I
statues of Prague out this week. So,
well, I'm sure my mother in Kilcare, I'm sure I'll have she'll have the holy water and all the rest of the relics, and, you know, and her. On the table this week, I'm sure, and she'll be keeping them to the forefront. So
yeah, but you know, you mentioned earlier on that you've kind of been the bridesmaids for the last couple of years, you know, losing to Red Hughes and losing to Niamh Columbkill, who both went on and did well, not only in Donegal but in Ulster. You're not that far away either, so obviously, you know, you're road tested.
Well, exactly, you know, and the fact that we got over that, you know, that hoodoo of getting beaten in semi-finals all the time, you know, hopefully that'll stand to us now next weekend, and then we'll not go out there with any fear, and that every man can go out and express themselves as best they can. And sure, hopefully, you know, we'll come out on the right end of the result.
There'll be a lot of hype in the club now. There'll be big excitement in the club. It's a matter of keeping the players away from that this week and keeping them firmly on the ground.
Yeah, well, exactly. But I suppose, you know, it'll be easy enough keeping a lot of the players away, because, believe it or not, you know, there's 13 of that panel actually in Dublin at the moment, between college and working in Dublin. So, you know, this last number of weeks, there's 5 of them back in college, and the rest of the other 8 are already working up there. So there'll be a lot of them will be away from it altogether. But yeah, you know, I suppose they're all, the rest of them are all either at school or working here. So listen, we'll try to keep them as calm as possible for.
Yeah, and you mentioned your mother in Kilcare. Of course, you played with Kilcare yourself for years. Probably have a junior championship or two, have you?
I actually have a senior league medal for with Kilcare in 1984, and I actually managed Kilcare's reserves from 1980 to 85, and so I have plenty of experience on the management front, like, you know. So hopefully that'll stand to me, you know, even though now my age is against me, so the nerves are still going to be jangling.